Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail and packages and whatnot to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and even the jet fuel to where it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon people either that are working at the warehouses and the truck drivers getting ready to head on out and make their deliveries this morning. Now, we can be followed at on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and listen to the radio show anytime you want. It live streams during the show, and then after the show is over, it plays on a loop, a stream that will loop the program from tonight all day long until tonight when we start a new show. So there you go. And joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon sitting up on top of the mountaintop up there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay. Yeah. All right. They've had enough. They're going to go right back in right now. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, we had the great, great, great State of the Union speech. And I'm going to play something, and we're going to ask for a translation from Denise on this one, because there's a word in here that I don't get, and I don't think Joe Biden got it either, and I think he was having one of those senior moments. So let's listen to this for a second.
Make no mistake, if you try anything to raise the cost of presidential jobs, I will veto it.
So anyway, I'm trying to figure out that word, resignation jobs. What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I can assure you that if you go to these job sites like Indeed.com or any of those, they won't have that position listed because they don't know what it is.
All right. Well, then he turned around and he said something that just absolutely brought the house down. About Social Security. Here we go.
Friends, want to take the economy hostage. I get it. Unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant.
You know, I thought about this when he said that. I think he just made that up.
I don't know what conversion is. I enjoy conversion.
I don't either.
What is that?
I don't know.
Did he mean confrontation?
Probably, because that's what he did. He started a confrontation. Now, and then we had, in the midst of all of this, one of the people that stood up, she was dressed in white, you could clearly see her, was Marjorie Taylor Greene. And not to be outdone, she's jumped up, and when she got back to her office, she gave a report of what had transpired. And here's her little report.
I just got back to my office after listening to the State of the Union with Joe Biden. And part of the time we couldn't really understand what he was saying as he was yelling at people, yelling through the applause and mumbling through his words. Some of the things that we did hear didn't make any sense. Joe Biden claimed to care about the border and talked about fentanyl deaths, which is the number one cause of young people ages 18 to 45, but yet has no plan to secure the border. And frankly, we all know he doesn't care about the border because Joe wants the border wide open. That's the whole problem with Joe. We also heard him talk about McDonald's non-compete fees. What I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't hear anybody at home worrying about these terrible fights between different fast food companies. Joe Biden did talk.
And then we hear from McDonald's. They don't even know what the hell he was talking about.
I don't either. I mean, you don't have to sign a non-compete. Where in the world did any of that come from? And then he spent, how much time did he spend on talking about junk fees versus, you know, trying to be a competitor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, folks, you couldn't make this stuff up if you wanted, but I think Joe was making stuff up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in my discussion with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And your local Geico office or the website, Geico.com, can help you get the rates on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, get a cost comparison. They can even cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. You can bundle that together, save a little money. But then where you really, really, really save a bunch of money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, your condo policy, on that policy with your car or your truck and whatever else you got. You will save a bunch of money. As a matter of fact, you can do it by going to the website, if that's where you want to go, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. But you can also find out where your local dealer is over there, your local agent is over there, by going to the website, Geico.com, or just look them up in the phone book if you have a phone book, which most people don't. They have the internet now. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O. com. Check it out and see what they can do to save you a bunch of money. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The earthquake, Syria and Turkey, the devastation there is unbelievable. The death toll has climbed to some 9,500, and I'm afraid it's going to go higher.
It's pretty awful. 9,500 people is an awful lot of people. But several countries have sent in all kinds of rescue and recover teams. I can just about imagine what Erdogan is going to declare. I think he's got a 90-day state of emergency, but
correct,
he's going to be asking for all kinds of money and other kinds of assistance here. But here's an interesting thing that happened as a result of this, and that is in Syria and in, I actually think it was in Turkey. There was a prison that was holding ISIS fighters.
Right.
And there was some damage done to the prison. The ISIS fighters went through a huge revolt. A lot of the prison guards and those that were working the prison were under assault by the fighters. And they all end up escaping, all of them. We don't know what that number is, but, yeah, they escaped the prison. So this will test the Department of Defense's over-the-horizon plan to see what is going to happen there.
Uh-huh.
Now the ISIS fighters are back on the streets.
I'm pretty sure it's several thousand were there.
I don't know. I don't know the number.
I remember the number like that from before, but it was a while ago, quite a while ago. But it is what it is, I guess. well, that's not good news, and hopefully they'll get hopefully they'll get that remedied as soon as they can. You know, Kevin McCarthy was on his best behavior last night. He didn't take a dig at Pelosi or anybody else. Said he'd be respectful to Biden, and he was. And I guess we can kind of call that mission accomplished on his part.
Well, I mean, you know, I would expect that from McCarthy. I mean, I don't think he had to. He was never going to behave like Pelosi, and he was never going to rip up a speech like she did.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, he tried to control his. This caucus, I mean, there were times that some of the Republicans kind of went off and he shushed them, and they behaved after that.
Now, we know that the border was brought up a few times last night.
For a second.
Yep, and then it was dropped as quick as it was brought up.
Right.
Wonder why.
And he was it was only leading the way to fentanyl, but he... He only mentioned fentanyl. He didn't say we're going to do something about it. We're going to make it a schedule such and such, or we're going to, you know, do whatever. I mean, it was just, he just mentioned it. There was nothing else about it. It was kind of like talking about China as not being a threat to the United States. They're still just a competitor.
Right. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll just have to wait for another day, another way, or something like that. The balloon being shot down the way it was, China wants their balloon back. And
yeah, whatever.
They're not going to get it back, but we pretty much flat out confirmed that this was not just a weather balloon.
Of course not.
Yep.
Absolutely, of course not. But I think at least five or six boats. Small boats,
right.
Have recovered piece parts, and they have been sent to Quantico for
right.
analysis.
Right.
I think one thing that we're going to find out is, or not find out, is the surveillance equipment that was aboard. You know, the senators had a briefing about this balloon yesterday, the day before yesterday, I think. And fascinatingly enough, it was a classified briefing. They all had to go to a skiff, and they all came out, at least the Republicans, came out of this and said they learned absolutely nothing. Nothing was told to them. Nothing was shared at all. So they got zero out of it. I mean, you could probably go over to the Wall Street Journal and get more information about that balloon than you would have gotten out of that briefing. So, and all Biden said about it last night was, we took care of it. Yeah, I'm not so much.
All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Bagamon Bob on the line. Okay there, Bagamon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Kevin. One thing I did like about the speech was that Biden said about building infrastructure and bringing them, buying things in America and making things in America. Other than that, he was just kind of his usual brain dead self. And I wanted to know what Denise thought about the rebuttal speech. How did she do on that? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Well, look, buying American, it shouldn't be anything that's... It would be so earth-shattering that it would be in a speech. I mean, it should be just a given. I mean, he should have said things like, we encourage U.S. companies and manufacturers to bring as much of that those operations back to the United States. And he didn't say that either. He just went after the oil companies for making record profits.
Which he can blame himself for.
Well, precisely.
Yeah.
I thought parts of Sarah Huckabee Sanders' speech were excellent. I thought other parts not so much. But she said right from the beginning there's not much that she trusts when it comes to talking points and what the Democrats have to say, especially Biden, which was a nice way of saying there's too many lies. And there were a lot, you know, last night when Biden said that he created 12 million jobs. Well, first of all, a president doesn't create jobs.
Nope.
Period.
Nope.
But the story that she told about going to Iraq on Christmas, that was a fascinating story.
Yes, it was.
So she was focusing on education, which I think is hugely important. And she's coming out today, I think, with a very aggressive plan for the state of Arkansas.
Yes.
And it'll be interesting to see what it is and compare it to some of the plans that other Republican governors have when it comes to public education. She did obviously speak about the border and, you know, those consequences. I'm very happy to hear that. So she hit on the high points. That was good. But I don't like people that they're giving a speech in a public service situation, which she was really doing as a rebuttal. She used the word I way too many times, making it more about her than I think it should have been. But I thought she overall was very good.
Okay, very good. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop, and don't take any wooden nickels.
All right.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go up there to that website. Check it out. See what she has to offer. I'll be right back with a military veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You
USA News Update. An absent of light will be apparently helping the Packers star quarterback make a decision on his football future. Aaron Rodgers joined the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday and said he'll go on a four-day darkness retreat following the Super Bowl. The quarterback was asked if he's considering retirement, which he responded with, "For sure, it's a real thing, 100%. He wanted to say, I've got a pretty cool opportunity to do a little self-reflection in some isolation, and then after that, I feel like I'll be a lot closer to a final decision." Researchers say over 90% of the former NFL players they studied had CTE. The Boston University CTE Center studied the brains of over 370 deceased NFL players and found 345 had the progressive brain disease. CTE can cause memory loss, depression, and a loss of motor skills. The results were an update of a study the university conducted in 2017. Julio Flores, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it is time for our Military and Veterans segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, NAA.edu is where you'll find them on the web, NAA.edu. Find them there on the web. And don't forget their phone number. When you call them, schedule an appointment, ask to take the tour. We'll give you that right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm over here on the east side. They're over there on the west side. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston.
Now, in either case, you'll be able to become a certified aviation maintenance tech and work basically anywhere in the world that the job takes you. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means the following. In the United States, you can expect to make about $60,000 or $70,000 a year on a base salary for the first year. However, should you decide to work overseas, you will immediately jump to a three-figure salary. Immediately. And, of course, you'll be working and traveling around the world doing different things, either working for a civilian airline or maybe military or maybe some contractor in one of the countries where you would be at, whatever the case may be. But you at least should be working, and you'll have a high-paying, in-demand job that people are anxiously looking for. So, again, check them out on the web, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And their phone number to ask to take the tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. 800-659-2080. There you go. Now, the U.S. military apparently failed to detect private spy balloons that were coming into this country and coming over our airspace from China. We know that at least three civilian spy balloons floated over the U.S. airspace during the Trump administration, and another previously flew during the Biden administration, but it's unclear which government agency was tracking them or whether the presidents had previously been briefed on them. That we heard from defense leaders yesterday. We should hear more today. Because these things shouldn't be flying over our air defense systems at any time. Not at all. And if anything, if they do get into U.S. airspace, they should be shot down. Because what do you think the Chinese would do to us if we were over there flying around and they knew it? They'd shoot us down. No warning. They'd just shoot us down, period. End of story, done. So, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I know what we should be doing, and that is to continue to search with all the available assets that we have until we get everything that's worthwhile and beneficial, put the thing back together like we can, put this craft back together, see what it looked like, and what it was capable of doing. Now, the Russians are, they want this thing back. Of course they do. It has data on it about the U.S., and they want that data. I'm sorry, the Chinese, there we go. They want that data back. Russia would love to get it too, but it's a Chinese balloon, remember. So we'll wait and we'll see what happens. Now, the U.S. is reporting that there were no injuries in a Incirlik Air Base after the massive earthquake in Turkey. Incirlik, of course, is the big base over there in Turkey. Might be a few cracks in some different places, but so far so good. And they also know that the U.S. Air Force wants its next-generation aerial refueling tanker, dubbed the KC-Z, to be flying a much more initial operational capability by the year 2040. That's a lot of time. to put together your tanker program and keep it moving, but who knows what's going on? New planes, I guess. And let's not forget, the Coast Guard, once again, pulled off a wild rescue in Oregon. Now, you might know there's been a bunch of fires up there. The U.S. Coast Guard undertook this daring rescue as a suspected boat theft off the coast of Oregon was going down earlier this month. And they were able to get the boat back, retrieve what they found, and they got in quite a firefight over this, too. Number of weapons being fired at each other. But, of course, the Coast Guard had the upper hand because of the craft they have. Not to forget about the fact they had an aircraft in the area, a helicopter, a gunship with weapons aboard it. Now, the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate has been lifted, but the litigation is lingering a little bit longer than normal. Don't know what's going to happen there. I do know a lot of people are feeling really better, much better, and good about things in general. So, it are what it are. And hopefully people will continue to feel good. Hopefully. You never know anymore whether or not they do or they don't. Never know. All right, let's see here. I've got a message that just came in here. If I can find this. I guess I can. All right. It's, oh. Okay, it's a question about Denise. Well, Denise is gone now, so I can ask her, and I'll have her send a message, put it in the chat room, so you have your answer there. It is an interesting question, as we usually get some pretty good questions after everybody leaves, and, you know, you're dealing with whatever. So, good to hear, good to see. Now, back to the drawing board here. Russia has ended its disclosure rules for officials, citing a wartime secrecy need, because we've had loose lips out there sinking some ships. You know how that goes. So they've had to tell people to be quiet and not say anything as things progress. Now, I hear the music coming up, so that means a couple of things. First of all, it means that we're going to be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget, we'll get a hold of him. We'll find out what's on his mind, and we'll let you know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. We will take it right away. Before we get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. MossAcura.com is their website. Now, you want to check them out because they have the You Serve, You Save program where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're an EMT or a firefighter or a police officer, will get a tremendous discount on the vehicle you're looking at, new or pre-owned. That includes also church pastors. Now, what you do is you pick out a vehicle, you get a hold of them, contact them at MossAcurate.com, tell them the captain sent you, and you'll save a bunch of money. It's that simple. Now, you also have the Moss Care program, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Comes with the vehicle, comes with the service, and you're going to love the service. You're going to love the people at Moss Acura here in Tampa, located at North Florida Avenue. And they get people from all over the country to come. because this show is heard, obviously, in different places. But they get people from all over the country that come to check them out and see what they have to offer. So you stop by and you check them out. MossAcura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Listen, what did you think of the State of the Union message last night? Is the State of the Union good?
They said it was wonderful and it was great. I mean, things obviously could be always much, much worse. But, you know, the question remains is that, you know, if everything was going so well, why is, Biden's approval rating so low? And it's one thing to think about, you know, really touting how wonderful and great everything is. I mean, I think his approval rating's down around 43%. That's, again, you know, you get a lot of Democrats that aren't happy with numbers like that.
Right. So what's the answer?
Well, it's the state of the Union. I mean, like I said, the state is not awful, but, I mean, there certainly can get a hell of a lot better.
Well, of course, he got booed last night, and he got jeered a little bit. And when he brought up the comments about the taxes and changing the tax code and changing some things and this, that, and the other, and it already had leaked out about the waiters and waitresses, what was going to happen to them, they're going to make sure that they get money from those people.
There's some changes to the tax code. I haven't looked at it to that great degree in regards to people that work, you know, obviously earn their living off of tips. Again, I used to a long time ago, so I know that business. But a lot of the things that are proposed, quite frankly, I know this man, they got that new corporate taxes and billionaire tax. All this stuff has got to get through the House, and that's just not going to happen.
Well, I want you to listen to something about Social Security in particular that kind of brought the House down when Biden mentioned it. Listen to this.
Friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it. Unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant... But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
What the hell is he talking about?
He's talking about Rick Scott put that plan forward for cuts where he suggested that all government programs be sunset after 5 years and then have to be revoted on. And again, they weren't talking about entitlement programs.
Nope.
At all, it got thrown in when it comes to that. So I mean, it's just obscene. So it was ridiculous. I mean, that was foolish to throw that in there, quite frankly. And I think it made him look a little stupid.
Well, it did, but he also ad-libbed part of that. That was not in the script. Come to find out.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, again, that's the problem. You get him off script. not a good idea.
Well, he did it a couple of times because he did it when he started out, and it was in that first little spiel that I played. He talked about, and I don't even know what this is, residue jobs.
I don't know. Again, I get lost in these State of the Union things I do because it's just, they're popular. They're good for the news with a day or two around. Things the presidents propose, all these magical things, and George W. Bush with his allergy switchgrass energy proposal and all this crap. I mean, they throw stuff up there that it sounds all flowery and wonderful, and most of this stuff never even, you know, gets talked about again.
By the way, do you follow basketball?
Not really, no. I used to a long time ago. I don't enjoy the game anymore. I don't, the way that they play. It's, you can't play defense, and all they do is shoot three-pointers.
Well, last night, LeBron James became the all-time leader, NBA scoring points leader, going past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, well, you know, good for him. I mean, I've been playing hard his entire career. You know, again, he's had a long career and just lucky to stay that healthy where he can play at that level for that long. That's a very, very difficult thing to do. I mean, we've watched the careers of great players get cut short like Larry Bird and others, but to have that type of longevity, and he still goes out there and plays hard every single day.
Yeah, he does, and that's amazing. That's utterly amazing. Now, we saw some of the freshmen, congressmen and women, get involved very vocally yesterday, and they were pretty much allowed to do what they did. They were respectful. They didn't call anybody. They didn't use profanity. Let's put it that way. But they booed and they cheered and they jeered at Biden when he said different things that they didn't agree with. And I don't have any problem with that because, you know, the Democrats do it back the other way, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it happens on both sides. It does. You know, it's, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I know that they were, you know, Biden went on a riff in regards to fentanyl. And I guess the young girl who died of fentanyl, and they were like, you know, that's your fault. You know, talking about, you know, because of the border and the border not being shut down and
right.
The amount of fentanyl coming across. So, you know, but yeah, you're going to get, you know, a lot of, you know, contention. But again, it's presidencies get, they get jeered when they get caught trying to push the envelope like he did with the Rick Scott proposal. That's where they really get jeered.
Yeah, and of course, Rick Scott had a proposal, which is more than what they had.
Well, you know, Rick, I mean, I liked a lot that was in Rick Scott's proposal, but again, a lot of Republicans don't like that either. Again, it would force Congress to actually do their job a little more often, in the sense that, you know, you have to, your job is to pass laws, not to raise money. And, you know, great way. I mean, it's not stupid. I mean, you think about that. How many ridiculous government programs that we have that seem to be put on, you know, perpetual life support. I mean, if you had to re-vote on things every 5 years, say, well, you know, did this work or did this not work, it, you know, allows you to go back and check to see, you know, what you did in the past and see what, you know, maybe should go away.
Yep. Okay. What do you think is going to happen here in the next few days when it comes to the speech that he gave in the market? What will the reaction be in the market?
I don't think the market's going to pay much attention to it at all. I think the market's more concerned with, you know, with the things that are happening, relationship with China, you know, with the spy balloon situation. Again, that's the one thing I didn't really seem to understand is why we canceled the meeting with China because of this. It would seem to me want to have, you know, a sit down saying, you know, what's going on. Doesn't make much sense to me. Like the pop here, but work is about.
Okay, have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the different things he has to offer. In the meantime, we are coming back with more. Back to the top of the hour news and Ron Edwards.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.